today there was no trucks, I mean, entering into the border. And we went to the border protesting. We had a short protest before we were disrupted by the police. And we had some members of Tajamuka who were also part of the demonstrations wearing Tajamuka t-shirts. And people were chanting that Tajamuka is not doing enough. We want more action, and we are ready to join you, Tajamuka. We want more action, I mean, on the ground more than addressing people. And the presence of police and army was very, very high.
So in terms of revenue, do you think that the government, since it's cash-strapped, is it going to be impacted?
Yes, I think so, because they know if they can't, I mean, they can't respond to us, they will lose a lot of revenue. With the way we have protested and with the way people have heeded our call to stay away from the borders, I think the government will respond and they will make sure that they resolve this as soon as possible.
Can you give us a sense of what's happening right now with the border? We understand that there were no buses and very few trucks.
At the moment, it's quiet. The border is quiet. Normally, there are queues from the border going up to the weighbridge. And inside the border, I'm from the border right now, there was no buses. I don't know whether they are still coming, but at the moment, there are no buses. Normally, buses start arriving at around 4 o'clock. The Blawayo route buses start arriving at around 3, 4 o'clock. But at the moment, there's no buses at the border. So we are still waiting to see whether buses are coming or not.